Well, good morning. We are we're going to have church a little different today, probably. You know as well as I do that the bug has taken its toll widespread, and I don't know the numbers of folks. Obviously, Rock and Mona are out. Dave Hack is out. My wife is out. And you could name all the people that you know who are dealing with this. But we're thankful for those of you who are well enough to be here this morning, including yours truly. And our prayer before service was a blessing for all the folks who are able to be here this morning, and a blessing on all the folks who could not make it for whatever reason. And most of that, I think, is this bug that's going around. Rock put together the worship, but he wisely consented to stay home. I think he's on a couple of kind of antibiotics. Mona is not doing well at all. But we're in the capable hands of Mike and Caleb and Robbie and Michael. And I'm going to ask you to stand, if you would. And then I'm going to ask you to do something else. This side looks pretty good. But I'm going to ask this side to come up about one row each, where you'd be up here about even with Tommy. That'd be Vance and Kay. Just move up a notch, and then Denise and Gail and Billy. You know, it's the one thing about a small church, you can't get lost and hide, you know. They just call you out. But this just looks so much more family-oriented, and then that'll leave a little room for all the folks that are coming in, like Cleo and Debbie Smith and all. This is family. Welcome, welcome, folks. We're getting all situated where we'll all be comfortable. How's everybody doing that's here? How are you? You good?
Yeah.
Doing better? Doing okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we just keep filling in here. We may have a right decent crowd after all. I want to open with prayer, and I want to give thanks to the Lord, and then I'm going to ask that you join. I know your voices may not be strong, but let's help this worship team this morning as they lead us in worship. Father, we're so thankful to be well enough to be out in your house today. We're thankful for all your blessings. We're thankful, even as somebody mentioned this morning, perhaps all this cold weather's killing a few of those nasty germs that have survived the last couple of seasons. We pray those things get killed. We pray that health be our portion. We pray for those who are battling right now with this to be well, for those who are facing more serious consequences, surgeries and other hospital tests. We pray for good results for them. We pray a blessing, Father, on every person this Lord's Day, those of our family who are not here and those who are assembled in this room. Father, would you bless them? We pray blessings upon your people who are meeting in all our churches here in this county, and for all your people of every nation, tribe, tongue, and kindred that will one day assemble around the throne, that as they assemble today, you would bless them, and that our voices and our hearts would join with the saints who are still fighting, and for the saints victorious, as we give glory to our Heavenly Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lead us by your Spirit to do that which is pleasing in your sight, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Lewis, you have all four. You doing first, second, fourth verse? Or Brandy? I'm good either way. All four? Okay.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well,
it is
my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. That Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed His own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. My sin, know the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole.
hymns that we just sang to praise the Lord. Glory to His name. You may be seated. It's good to see all of you this morning. And once again, that there are more people who are well than who are sick in our assembly. So we're very, very happy and thankful about that. And for any who are visiting with us this morning, you are welcome. We're glad that you are here. And if you don't have a church home, we would love for you to make this your home. Give us a try, and you will be welcome, and you will be loved. Couple of three announcements, and we won't prolong those. We have any time for prayer this morning also. We moved our elders and deacons meetings to the second Sunday of each month, and that will be next Sunday evening at 6 p.m. At the beginning of the year, there are a lot of important issues concerning this building project, our missions for the new year, and reviewing other items. So also, I put in here, all the members of the church family here are encouraged to let your leaders, the elders and the deacons, know about things that are important to you, because we need your input, we need your prayers, and we're thankful for those. But we want to be sensitive to everyone having an ear. Now, obviously, you can't do 100 different things if there are 100 different opinions, but everyone needs to be heard, and we want to hear you, and the best way is to let your input to the elders and deacons. Continue working together for the good of the kingdom here in this place that God has put us. We've been blessed for many years with a unified effort, and we want to continue to let the Lord lead us in that direction. Well, after a busy holiday season that has not yet totally stopped, I don't think, we're going to resume our Bible study this Wednesday, January 10th. Supper at 6, Bible study at 7, and we're going to study in 1 John. You should have Bible study questions in your bulletin this morning covering those 10 verses in 1 John chapter 1. If you've not been a part of a group and would like to start the new year off by joining this group, you are invited to do that. Youth group is beginning also this Wednesday, Robbie, and that's here at the church. And we continue to periodically put little reminders, and many of you have been very good about bringing donations for the King Middle School Backpack Program. Talitha has been taking care of that. If you have questions, you could give her a call or see her here next Sunday. Those are the announcements that I have. Well, I know that there are some special prayer requests and maybe some announcements that I might have forgotten. We just ask that you raise your hand, be recognized, and wait for the microphone so that we can get it on our recording and also so everyone can hear. I see David Settle, and then Kent, you keep your eye open.
Yes, as all you all know, Dave Hack is pretty sick right now. We need to keep him lifted up in our prayers. I know he's his issue with his lungs. I don't know whether it's pneumonia or not. I talked to him this morning, and he could hardly talk or breathe, so I just told him to go. I talked to him later, but we need to keep him lifted up as of the church body.
I know Dave is very, very sick, and so, David, I appreciate you mentioning that. I'm sure that we're regularly praying for folks on our prayer list and new things that come to surface every once in a while. So right now we just pray against this attack of this bug and all of its various forms. Also in the church family category, we have some birthdays this week and maybe an anniversary or two. Today, Mike and Paula's granddaughter, Shelby Pass, is having a birthday. This coming Saturday, we have two birthdays. Rod Buxton and Geneva Van Arsdale are celebrating birthdays. And then this Tuesday, Brian and Talitha Morrison are celebrating, I think, their 20th anniversary. I don't remember. I think they got married in 19. Does anybody remember? I was at that wedding. I remember it was a snowy day in January up on Kings Mountain, wasn't it? But happy anniversary to them. Any other birthdays, news, church, family, things anybody wants to share before we take a moment to pray for all these things, and then we'll dismiss the children. Billy?
I just prayed for my husband on Thursday.
His outpatient surgery. Yes, I will repeat that, Kent. Her husband, Rich, whom we've prayed for, who's had one surgery already, he's having an outpatient surgery this Thursday. We want to pray for a successful surgery and for his complete healing. That's for Rich Hullings. So let's thank you, Billy, for letting us know that we could mention that. There was somebody else. Debbie.
Okay, this is a selfish prayer, but I really need prayer. I'm trying to get Mom completely onto Medicaid. Got a letter saying she had been approved, then get another letter saying no, she isn't. And I have to go back 4.5 years and find all the receipts that we've spent her money on to prove to them that I've been a good steward of her money. I thought I was pretty good at keeping receipts. There are some key receipts that I can't find. So I really covet your prayers that the things that are hidden would be revealed. They're there at the house. I've gone through every file that I can think of. I know they're there. I just need prayer to be able to locate those. The big deal on this is, if I cannot find those receipts, then they can come back and we have to pay back into her account. And every bit of that money from her checking account has been spent on her, but if I don't have the receipts to back it up, they will come back. They can come back on George and I to compensate. So really need your prayers.
Brenda?
I have so many friends who are sick, have been in the hospital or in the nursing home. My friend Peggy in Shelbyville has been in the hospital with some kind of contagious something or other. My friend Liz Cravens is still on our email prayer list. She's still in a nursing home. She's not that much older than me, but she just, well, in years, she's not that much older than me, but physically, apparently she is. And another friend, her companion, had a leg amputated because of the DVT. So many people are facing physical and mental problems and financial and emotional. It's just a time of great need. Mm-hmm. Not only in our church, but in the state and in the country. We're a mess right now, but we have hope.
Amen.
I thank the Lord how he's blessed me. It's just amazing. He shows his love every day, and I'm so thankful for it. And if there's somebody that doesn't feel God's love, open yourself up to it. He will let you run right into his arms.
Amen. Amen. I think that's a good lead in for us to give thanks to the Lord for his ever present availability for all of our needs, and to lift these things up, to give thanks to the Lord. Always remind us that there is a prescription in Scripture that says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Sometimes we get so focused on our needs and the needs that are so great that we just come to God begging for this and asking for that without expressing appreciation for all that he is and all that he does. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Feel free to lift up your requests, but also feel the freedom to give him thanks for his blessings, thanking him in advance for what he's going to do. So we'll take just a few moments. Whoever feels in his or her heart to cry out to the Lord and with your prayer, whatever it is, please do so.
Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and you shall have it. Father, this morning, help thou our unbelief. Help us to believe that your word is real and alive and powerful and able to do above and beyond all that we need to think or imagine. Help us to believe when we pray that you hear us and that you're ever listening to the saints of God. That's us, the children of God. Help us to believe that you will answer when we pray. Give us faith to believe you. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by listening.
Father, above all today, we give you thanks for Jesus, that wonderful part of the Trinity who is both God and man, who came to earth to show us what the Father is like, the one who said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. If you hear me, you've heard the Father, for I only say the things the Father tells me to say. Thank you for coming and being one of us, Emmanuel. But thank you that you didn't leave us as orphans. It wasn't just for 33 years, Lord, that you made yourself known. You said yourself, I'll not leave you as orphans. I'll send another one just like me. That wonderful third part of the Trinity that lives inside us. The one we can't really explain or understand. We know it, but we couldn't define it. And you said yourself, Lord, that the Spirit is like the wind. It blows and we can't see it. We just know that it's there. Thank you for letting us know that you're there. Thank you for giving us the faith to believe in a God that we can't see and one that we've read about, but that we believe was preserved on the pages of Holy Scripture so that the one who walked the earth for 33 years is also the one that we see on the pages of our Bible. Thank you for such a reality in a world that's filled with seeming reality, Lord, but that is full of just emptiness. Never let us stray, Lord, from the wonderful assurance that we have, all because of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. We'll dismiss our children for children's church and ask the worship team if they'd come and lead us in a couple of whatever they feel led to lead songs of worship before the message this morning.
Beautiful name, and I surrender. What a beautiful name, and I surrender.
Forever. powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. Thank you.
going to hear your word today. And I pray that we will allow the words of this song we've just sung to be our prayer, to speak to us and for us to surrender to what you say to each of us, for you will speak to us individually. Help us, Father, to not take it lightly nor let our minds wander or even try to say that would be good for somebody else. May we hear your word spoken to us in each individual heart and mind, in Jesus' name. Amen.